1. Have we got any fruit in the fridge? I want to make a salad.
Let me see. We've got some bananas.
Have we got any fruit in the fridge? I want to make a salad.
Let me see. We've got some bananas.
Two. Excuse me, may I use your dictionary, please?
Sure, here you are.
Excuse me, may I use your dictionary, please?
Sure, here you are.
Three. What would you like to drink, dear?
A cup of coffee, please.
What would you like to drink, dear?
A cup of coffee, please.
Four. What did you do last weekend?
Last weekend? Oh, I went fishing with my grandpa.
What did you do last weekend?
Last weekend? Oh, I went fishing with my grandpa.
Pompous, how may I help you?
I'd like to book a table for dinner.
How large a group are you expecting?
6 couples.
All right. May I have your name, sir?
My name is Ron Collitz. K-O-L-L-I-T-Z.
What time will you be arriving?
Around 7:30 p.m.
All right, Mr. Collitz. We've reserved a table for you at 7:30 p.m. Thanks for calling. Pompous, how may I help you?
I'd like to book a table for dinner.
How large a group are you expecting?
6 couples.
All right. May I have your name, sir?
My name is Ron Collitz. K-O-L-L-I-T-Z.
What time will you be arriving?
Around 7:30 p.m.
All right, Mr. Collitz. We've reserved a table for you at 7:30 p.m. Thanks for calling. Look, this place is so big.
It has to be. Football is the number one sport in Brazil. In the United States, we have the big 3, baseball, football, and basketball. But there's only one here in Brazil, football.
Can you play football, John?
I never have. I think my high school had a team, but I went out for baseball. Did you join any sports teams in school, Lily?
In high school, I went out for a 400-meter race.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, were you a good baseball player?
I was so-so.
Look, this place is so big.
It has to be. Football is the number one sport in Brazil. In the United States, we have the big 3, baseball, football, and basketball. But there's only one here in Brazil, football.
Can you play football, John?
I never have. I think my high school had a team. But I went out for baseball. Did you join any sports teams in school, Lily?
In high school, I went out for a 400-meter race.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, were you a good baseball player?
I was so-so.
Hi, Ben. Here are the top 10 of this week's top chart.
Oh, great.
Which is your favorite in these 10?
I like number 4.
You mean Sweetheart?
Yes. I think it's much better than this week's number 1. The singer's voice is really sweet and moving.
What do you think about Cold Wind?
I like it as well, but I don't think this song is as good as Sweetheart.
So number 4 is your favorite. Which one don't you like?
Well, I don't like your face very much.
Why?
I think it's too slow and too long. It makes me sleepy. In fact, it's the worst in this week's top 10, if you ask me.
Really? But it's my favorite. Hi, Ben. Here are the top 10 of this week's top chart.
Oh, great.
Which is your favorite in these 10?
I like number 4.
You mean Sweetheart?
Yes. I think it's much better than this week's number 1. The singer's voice is really sweet and moving.
What do you think about Cold Wind?
I like it as well, but I don't think this song is as good as Sweetheart.
So, number 4 is your favorite. Which one don't you like?
Well, I don't like your face very much.
Why?
I think it's too slow and too long. It makes me sleepy. In fact, it's the worst in this week's top 10, if you ask me.
Really? But it's my favorite.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, I'm trying to decide what subjects to take next term. Well, first, I don't know whether to take math or computer science. I like both subjects, and I'm pretty good at them, too.
What's the teacher like in math?
The teacher is funny, and he actually makes math interesting.
What about computer science?
The teacher is all right, but the activities are boring. I think I'll pick math.
What other courses are you thinking about?
English and history. English is a required course, so I have to take it. I'm not that interested in history, though.
Well, why not take geography instead of history? Geography can be fun because you get to go on field trips.
I think that's a good choice, and I have to include one of the sciences. It'll probably be physics because I find it more interesting than chemistry. Well, it looks like I now have my courses for next term. Thanks for your help.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, I'm trying to decide what subjects to take next term. Well, first, I don't know whether to take math or computer science. I like both subjects, and I'm pretty good at them, too.
What's the teacher like in math?
The teacher is funny, and he actually makes math interesting.
What about computer science?
The teacher is all right, but the activities are boring. I think I'll pick math.
What other courses are you thinking about?
English and history. English is a required course, so I have to take it. I'm not that interested in history, though.
Well, why not take geography instead of history? Geography can be fun because you get to go on field trips.
I think that's a good choice, and I have to include one of the sciences. It'll probably be physics because I find it more interesting than chemistry. Well, it looks like I now have my courses for next term. Thanks for your help. This is the house I want to rent, Tom.
Why is it, Anne?
First, it's comfortable and cozy. Second, it has a lovely view of the city. Third, it has all kinds of electric appliances we need, such as fridge, washing machine, and TV. Fourth is the most important. The electricity is free to use. Finally, it's in the center of the city and it's easy to go anywhere.
There is something in what you said, but how much do you need to pay for each week?
$200.
I think it's much more expensive than that in other areas.
It certainly is, but the room is so large that I can share it with someone else, and that will cut down the amount of the money.
But what if no one would like to share with you? You will have to pay for it all by yourself.
Don't you think I can save some bus fares since it's near the place where I work?
I agree with you in this way, but how often do you go to work each week?
Twice.
In my opinion, you have to go to the university every day. If you live here far away from the university, the bus fare will cost you more.
That's true. Okay, I'll think about it. This is the house I want to rent, Tom.
Why is it, Anne?
First, it's comfortable and cozy. Second, it has a lovely view of the city. Third, it has all kinds of electric appliances we need, such as fridge, washing machine, and TV. Fourth is the most important. The electricity is free to use. Finally, it's in the center of the city and it's easy to go anywhere.
There is something in what you said, but how much do you need to pay for each week?
$200.
I think it's much more expensive than that in other areas.
It certainly is, but the room is so large that I can share it with someone else, and that will cut down the amount of the money.
But what if no one would like to share with you? You will have to pay for it all by yourself.
Don't you think I can save some bus fares since it's near the place where I work?
I agree with you in this way, but how often do you go to work each week?
Twice.
In my opinion, you have to go to the university every day. If you live here far away from the university, the bus fare will cost you more.
That's true. Okay, I'll think about it.
Attention, please. This week in the local activities part of the show, we are taking a look at Science World, the new place to visit for a family day out. During your visit, you'll be able to find out about all the developments in science, as well as trying lots of experiments for yourself. This is not an ordinary museum, I promise you. It's a program of special events, which includes a computer workshop on next Tuesday afternoon, and a chance to do some experiments with water on Wednesday morning. Of special interest is the regular Saturday evening talk. Next week, Science World welcomes a famous American scientist who is going to talk about future life. It isn't expensive to visit Science World, with tickets priced at £3 for adults and £1.75 for children. If you want to go to a special event or talk, then book your tickets direct from Science World on 284-311, or pick them up from the tourist office. And now let's look at... Attention, please. This week in the local activities part of the show, we are taking a look at Science World, the new place to visit for a family day out. During your visit, you'll be able to find out about all the developments in science, as well as trying lots of experiments for yourself. This is not an ordinary museum, I promise you. It's a program of special events, which includes a computer workshop on next Tuesday afternoon, and a chance to do some experiments with water on Wednesday morning. Of special interest is the regular Saturday evening talk. Next week, Science World welcomes a famous American scientist who is going to talk about future life. It isn't expensive to visit Science World, with tickets priced at £3 for adults and £1.75 for children. If you want to go to a special event or talk, then book your tickets direct from Science World on 284-311, or pick them up from the tourist office. And now let's look at...